What's up, guys? KP here with Sales Rep Radio. I am stoked right now to be bringing on our first guest of the podcast. We got Donnie Kilsner. I said that right, right?
Kinzer.
That's what I said, guys. So Donnie's in the house today. Yeah, stoked to have you on here, man. Definitely see some tons of nuggets that you're dropping in the entire industry. A lot of people just gravitating towards your energy level and obviously just the nuggets that you're dropping, man. So thanks first off for being here, and yeah, excited to have you on the show, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks for inviting me. I'm excited to be on different podcasts. I'm actually going to be on Kyle Fung's podcast here soon, so look out for
that. He's crushing it too, man. Shout out to Kyle Thum. Kyle Thum. It's Solar Growth Mind Hacks, or
I believe it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So shout out to Kyle, man. I know he's dropping tons of nuggets too. And yeah, look forward to seeing that for sure. Well, cool, man. I wanted to get in right in that today's episode is going to be a lot focused on the door-to-door industry, just as a whole. You know, I've come from a door-to-door background. Donnie's come from a door-to-door background. I just wanted to get in some nitty-gritty and get some details in there. So yeah, let's start off, just kind of give a background, you know, where you live, where you're from. How the heck did you get into door-to-door?
Sure. So I'm actually from Pueblo, Colorado, which is just like a hole in the wall in Southern Colorado. Moved up to Denver most recently and worked at Audi, sold some cars, did terrible, and then basically gravitated from the car industry where I knew nothing about cars. Like I didn't even know what Quattro was when I worked at Audi. Okay. So I knew nothing about cars, and now I love them, right? So it's something that I had to grow into, similar to door-to-door sales. I was actually a door-to-door salesman when I was selling World Famous chocolate bars when I was actually like 8 years old. So I would go up to the rep, I would buy the chocolate bars from the rep, and then I would sell the chocolate bars at a profit for the school and then donate the proceeds or whatever. And then that's how I made money when I was super young and found out that I couldn't do that. Without, you know, obviously credentials and licensings and things of that nature. But that was basically my first experience on the doors, man, was just going and knocking and asking people if they want to buy chocolate for my fundraiser. And I was the one that sold the most chocolate bars 10x over everybody else. You know what I mean?
That's awesome.
It's easy, right? You have a conversation, you make money. That's all it is. And people over glorify it. They overhype it or under glorify it or whatever you want to call that. People get anxiety about door knocking, and it's simple. You have a conversation, you knock on the door. Most people, and I bet you can speak from experience here, is like most people have this preconceived notion that they don't want their door knocked on. And so they're in retrospect, not going to knock on somebody else's door.
So true. And right. We find that a lot in the industry, right? It's like, it's not even the fact of knocking the door that's difficult. It's literally getting out of the car. Right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So just to answer your question, man, you know, growing up in Pueblo, Colorado, tough on the streets, we like to say, with my street credentials. No, I'm just joking. but, you know, Pueblo's a little bit more feisty, a lot more stern people. We call them bulls here, you know, and so they're well off financially. It doesn't appear that they are, but they're well off financially. They're just not very willing to come off their money. So you have to be able to persuade them and influence them and earn their respect and their trust.
Awesome. What do you think, just even going back to selling candy bars, right? Like having no idea what you're doing. And, you know, you mentioned just having a conversation. What was one of the things that you felt that was just there naturally in you that you were that pushed you to succeed in those times?
Probably the conversation aspect, being able to just communicate with people, like having a good time, regardless if you're mad or whatever. I'm not influenced by your feelings, your emotions, or whatever, how you're feeling today. I'm feeling good. You know, if you're not feeling good, I hope I can influence your emotions or your happiness bubble, right? I hope I can influence that. And I hope I can bring you up a couple pegs. If you're out of three, I want you out of seven. But if not, that's cool too. And I'll just move on with my day. You know, that's right. The big thing that I have for me as a huge skill set was communication, being able to communicate with people.
That's awesome. And I think at a young age too, we're kind of naive, right? We don't really know any better. Yeah. It's like, we don't know the homeowner that's going to be a dick and that come out and just kind of yell at you and right away just be that asshole. You know what I mean? We don't expect that because as a younger person, maybe we're not really, we haven't experienced that just yet on the doors.
I didn't really experience that at a time when I was a kid. I experienced it more when I started to get into the different industries, you know, retail and cars and that stuff.
How was the car industry for you, man? I know a lot of people that have come from the car industry into door to door.
Sucked, man. I got my teeth kicked in over and over and over. I was terrible, dude. Honestly, like if anybody that is in our groups that watch this video, I don't want to try to even front. You know what I mean? Like,
that's awesome.
I did not enjoy it, man. I think that I tip my hat to everybody that is in the industry. I know the industry really well now, just coming from it on the finance level to the sales level to the demo level and all the techniques and everything you need to know. But I much prefer door knocking, man, hand over fist. Like if there's anybody that's watching this, that's, man, I really hate the car industry, I need to find something new, go door knock. Seriously, like you can sell 2 to 10 deals and make more money in those 10 deals than you will your entire career, or even, I don't want to say your entire career, but in that year, you can make more money in that 10 deals than you can in the year.
Sure. No, yeah. I completely agree, man. And I've taken my mind off of the doors. I've been in points in my life and in my career, even right now, just being completely transparent. I've taken my mind off of the doors for the last like 60 days and I'm wearing it. You know, I'm feeling it. If you take your eye off of that prize, I feel like the door to door thing, we do whatever we can to do busy work and to do all the paperwork and try to do as much as we can except doors, and it'll come and bite you.
Absolutely.
So why solar, man?
So that's a great question. I was actually going to go into that. Is with the paperwork aspect, the door knocking part is the hardest part for most people. I can sit behind a desk and do paperwork and crunch numbers and all this other stuff all day long, but solar makes sense because I can go to somebody's house. And the reason why I chose solar is because I can speak on a level that makes sense. Nobody can tell me that solar doesn't make sense. So I can speak on a level where if a homeowner has an objection, I understand that they're gonna have that objection, but I also understand how to overcome that objection. And with solar, there's nothing else that I have found. Cutco knives, Kirby's, Audis, Verizon phones, whatever, you're always gonna have that one thing where it just doesn't make sense, right?
So true, so true. Solar, do you have us?
It's gonna be on everybody's roof.
Right, yeah, if they don't have solar in there, they own the home, right?
Exactly.
You're definitely a prospect. On the solar side, like as far as objections and going into that, I know there's groups popping up, there's objections, there's role plays going on, there's all this kind of stuff to kind of overcome these objections. Just for people that might be in the solar industry, some people that knock doors, what is the number one objection that you still get, you know, being experienced, having that, you know, plenty of doors, you know, behind you. What do you still see, you know, as an objection from those homeowners right now?
I don't really see objections anymore. The reason why is because we refined our pitch so much that we polish it to a point to where you're either a buyer or you're not, right? So since the solar industry is such a baby industry, you're really talking about those early adapters. So when it comes to door knocking, where people really like take their face and just beat it into the wall over and over and over.
Right, like, right.
What's the pitch? What's the line? What's the thing I need to say to this next objection? What's the holy grail of words? Like, give me a dictionary and I'll eat it. I don't care, right? It's not about that. Like, we've refined our pitch to the point to where we're not speaking and saying things that turn the customer off before we even get a chance, right? So our thing, the thing that I teach, is always asking 5 main questions before you even get into the pitch. Like you have to understand what's going on with this person's day before you even say, hey man, so have you looked in the net metering program, and then the Black Hills is gonna be able to pay for your energy and then all this other stuff and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, dude, whoa, hold on. Who are you? What the hell? Is this about solar? No, man, I'm not interested. I've already had this pitch 10 times.
Okay? Exactly how it goes, right?
And then you're like, right. Oh, okay, cool. See you later. And then you get back in your car and you're like, man, this door knocking thing just doesn't work. Like, I wish I had like $3,500 so I can go pay Kyle to give me leads.
That's so true, man. And I think in the last year, 2 years, we've, you know, all the solar sales guys have now moved into trying to generate leads online. Everybody's paying for lead gen. We're all copycatting somebody or taking, you know, whether it's Russell Brunson or whoever, right? We're taking these different programs and copycatting it. And it's a tough industry, man, when you're spending money like that. So the door-to-door thing, from a business perspective, you know, and tell people a little bit about your business, man. What, you know, what did you just recently start? Cause I think it's epic.
So with our company, what I'm trying to get into is really empowering homeowners to mitigate their energy efficient, or I guess their energy loss with energy efficiencies. And I know of a ton of companies that are doing the similar thing, is that if you are a solar professional, you want to look at somebody's house and understand what's going on with that house. If you're putting new solar on a house that was built in 1904 and they're just burning energy like crazy, it's not going to work. It doesn't make sense. So being able to increase their energy efficiencies and decrease the amount of panels that they need is going to be able to help that house in a green way, right? When you're talking to the homeowners who are like, solar is really not that green if you look into it, right? That's exactly why we're using less panels to be able to offset your energy usage, right? You have a much lower carbon footprint with less panels. Wouldn't you agree?
That's awesome. Exactly.
So that's why we go that route. With my company, I really want to get into the smart home industry, man. So I'm looking into getting my GC license and really just start building houses that are already smart, efficient with solar. It doesn't make sense to not do that.
Yeah, and that's where we're going, right? And the people that are looking ahead, no, I love that. What's the name of your company that you started?
So American Owned Energy is who we are.
American Owned Energy.
Big Dog Solar down here in Pueblo. Shout out to Big Dog and Neil. Great company. Basically, awesome. They've been around since 2008, and they welcomed me in with open arms and allowed me to experiment with my company and understanding what's going on with this Southern Colorado market. Crazy bills from Black Hills with $200, $300, $400, $500, $600 a month bills. I mean, you know, it's a monopoly out here, number one, but it's very insincere, and it's tough on the homeowners of Pueblo because they're a lot, most of them are elderly. So a lot of them are on a fixed income and they're, you know, not able to pay their energy bills, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's tough to watch. And I think people, obviously, it's just a lack of education in the industry right now, right? So we're in an education industry. Bringing that education is huge. And I think especially with the elderly crowd, you know, they're thinking they're going to get taken advantage of when we're like, hey guys, you're already signed up for that plan right now. Let's see if you have another option. That's awesome, dude. So you've answered a couple of questions there. I wanted to get into a little bit of the technical side on the solar stuff.
Sure.
Top two favorite panels and why?
So I like Silfab a lot. I went and visited their factory. They produce a ton of these things every single day. Like, I mean, Silfab's nuts. I like that they're an American-made panel, even though they're North American. They're just a sturdy panel that hold up, and it's, you know, I don't hang my hat on what panel I use, but I do like the Silfabs a lot, and I do like Solaria's RECs. I've used Panasonic's in the past, so I really like the Panasonic name. And I don't mind the LGs too much, you know, but I don't think it's so much about the panel as much as it is, again, about just designing the proper size system, being able to mitigate, you know, energy loss. Doing those things are a lot more powerful than the panel itself, I guess.
I'm so glad you pointed that out, because really people get hung up right on the brand of solar panels and where they're made and all that stuff. And, you know, we try to do our best as a company to work in North America or the US, right? That's really what we're trying to do here. But totally agree with you 100%. Silfabs are epic. RECs, they crush. I mean, these are huge companies, right? Right. Solaria's have got to be one of my top. Personally, I just like the 25-year bumper to bumper on the panels. Wait. Right? The workmanship. Awesome there. All right. One crazy question, just a fun one real quick. So if door to door, and I'm not sure if you drink or not, some of our guys might not, you know, drink cocktails. I don't know. But if door to door was an alcoholic beverage, what drink would door to door be for you?
Oh, man. That's a tough one, man, because door to door is like so many different drinks, right? It's like,
right. It
depends on the day.
Right.
I don't know. I'm kind of feeling a mule right now. I don't know why. That's just the first thing that comes to mind, I guess.
There you go. Little mint in there, right? Mint. And got a nice cup in there. It looks really good. It's like a chalice you can drink. Oh,
dude, they just created this. I say created because nothing like this has been built in Pueblo yet. But they just created this business down here that offers like bowling and a bunch of other things. But they have a mule that's literally like this.
Like maybe that's the solar. Maybe that's the drink right there.
That's probably why I had that association, probably. Shout out to Bumpers.
That's what's up. Bumpers, shout out. We'll take the check in the mail. Don't worry
there
about
it. There you go.
Just kidding.
Little plug.
Gym or no gym?
I love the gym, man. So a lot of the people, a lot of the people that I train, I always incentivize them to go and be fit. So go and work on your nutrition, drink more water, exercise, go for a walk, go for a bike ride, log it, plan your day, journal. I dive deep into the mental nature of what being a subcontractor in the solar industry or roofing industry or whatever that may be. I dive deep into the mental aspect. It's critically important, because if you do the work, the money's going to come. The money's a byproduct, right? But that's not going to give you peace of mind. Money's not going to give you that peace of mind to be able to understand loss of life and loss of time and loss of experience and loss of all these other things. And so I like to be able to tap into why people don't like to door knock, right? Because it's anxiety. That's the number one thing, is somebody's anxious. I'm going to go to your door. I'm going to knock on it. You don't expect me to be here. You're going to get up off your couch and you're probably going to be bothered, is what I assume is going to happen. Your assumptions, and I want to kind of loop back to your question about the number one solar objection I get. Number one objection anybody's going to get is your own. Okay. And so internally, if you don't believe that you can do this job, if you don't believe that solar is a good idea, if you don't believe that they want to have a conversation on the door, guess what's going to happen? You're not going to get what you're looking for. Well, you are. It's just not the thing that you really truly want. It's the thing that you're asking for, right?
Nugget. Just hashtag nugget, man. That's a golden nugget for anybody in the industry. I don't care if you knock doors or not, right? That can definitely tie to business in general. Whatever you're struggling with, it's probably going to be the thing that comes up as an objection. Perfect. You know, I love that.
I'm actually wearing the shirt today, so if I could real quick.
Yeah, what is it? Oh, self-love. That's right. Dude, and what you said about journaling, right? Going deep into the mindset. I just started using a passion planner. I've used one last year, used one the previous year, the big old bulky one. I ended up having a buddy shoot me a passion planner recently, a couple weeks ago. Dude, changed the game for me. Writing down your focus, writing down your mood. And yeah, man, it's so important for us, dude. So I guess at this point, we'll jump into like a role play in a couple minutes and just kind of finish up here. But what kind of, you know, any type of books or resources that you've read that's really helped out for some people in the sales industry or door-to-door just in general, what would you recommend?
I would start with Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. Anybody who's ever read that book understands why as well, especially if you've been on the doors before. The same thing that I just talked about is your preconceived notions are exactly your limiting beliefs. So those are going to come from either internal beliefs that have been pushed onto you as a child, things that you've experienced, people that you're around, whatever that may be. You have to look at those things that you believe, which is door knocking is a scam or door knocking is for losers or whatever that internal belief is. You have to look at that and understand where that comes from and decide if you want that in your life or not. And you have to be able to pull those weeds out of your garden, as Tony Robbins would say. But I would say Outwitting the Devil, 100%. Mental, and I would say physical success would come directly from that book, just because it's so powerful, especially if you know about Napoleon Hill and why he wrote that book and everything behind it.
Dude, that's awesome. I've seen that book on my feed so many times and have clicked over it. I think I've tried everything else but that one. So definitely... We'll hop on that, dude. Yeah. Awesome. That's awesome, dude. Donnie, man, I wish we could go on forever. I know you have stuff to do and all that kind of stuff. What I want to do on the door-to-door side is just kind of get just the basic door approach. When you approach a door, we can kind of role play something real quick. I might be the asshole customer. I might be the nice customer. I don't know, sure. You know? So yeah. I'd love to just kind of hear what you say and just that beginning portion, and then we can cut it out and rock and roll, man. So, all right, let's rock and roll. So, ding dong. Hey, hello.
Hey, how's it going? Are you the homeowner here?
Yeah. What? Yeah.
You are? Cool. Yes, do you handle the bill or does your spouse?
We both do, but mostly me.
Okay, so this side of the highway, is this is the east side of the houses down here? These were built in what, like 1986-ish?
Yeah, it was mid-80s.
Okay, yeah. How long have y'all been here?
About 4 years.
Okay, 4 years. So what brought you guys to this neighborhood? We're just in the neighborhood talking to homeowners, Bill and Nancy down the street. They told me to stop by. Do you know Bill and Nancy?
Sounds familiar. We don't really... Yeah, I talked to too many people out here.
That's okay. No worries, man. So basically, like I said, I was just stopping by. You said you handled the bill?
Yeah. What bill are you talking about?
The energy bill.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Is it solar?
No, no, no. So what we're doing is we're going around and we're asking homeowners what they're paying on average. And if you happen to qualify for the program, we potentially could eliminate your electricity bill. Have you talked to anybody about solar? It sounds like you've been harassed already.
I just see it all over online right now. I mean, I haven't really looked too much into it, but it just, yeah, it sounds too good to be true, man.
Sounds too good to be true?
Yeah. You have a card or something?
No, I don't have any cards. We're actually a green company, but I wasn't here to sell you or sign you up for anything. You had to mention it sounds too good to be true. Which part of solar sounds too good to be true? If you don't mind me asking, I'm just curious.
Yeah, people just kind of, I know there's nothing for free, right? I just heard free all over the place. So it's just,
So, I mean, like, if something was $0 down, that would essentially be free, almost.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm more worried about, like, the overall cost of the stuff because I know it's going to be expensive. So,
Yeah. So that's what most homeowners were saying. Bill and Nancy down the street, they were actually talking about the same thing. They were saying they're a little older. They're in their retirement age. They're not really looking at spending a ton of money, right? When they looked at our program, once they saw that they qualified for our program, they saw that it was $0 down. They were actually able to eliminate their electric bill, put that money back in their pocket, and they're able to increase the equity of their house because they're now owning their electricity as opposed to renting it from your energy company, right? So like I said, I'm not here to sell you or sign you up for anything. I just wanted to see if you wanted to get a free estimate like Bill and Nancy to see if we can mitigate your energy loss, to be able to mitigate how many panels we need to be able to give you ownership of your system there. So when could my energy specialist stop by? Does weekend? Well,
what is it? Yeah, what is it? What does it take to qualify? Like you said, you know, qualify or something. I have bad credit, and you know, I don't know what it would actually take. What do you guys look for?
Yeah, so most homeowners that do qualify for this program, the minimum requirements they need is at least a 650 credit score or above. Are you kind of in that bracket there?
Yeah, I think we'll be good with that for the most part.
And then this is a federally backed program. Do you guys make at least $60,000 per year household income or above gross?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And then as far as the roof goes, when was the last time it's been replaced?
I don't know. We had a pretty good inspection when we bought the house, and they said we had like another 15, 20 years or something there.
Sure. And then as far as like inside of the house, does your wife ever complain about like how uncomfortable it is in certain rooms, like too hot, too cold?
That's funny you say that because our room is freezing at night because my kids' room gets warm, but I like it cold. So I turn the AC on, but yeah, my wife's always cold for some reason.
Yeah. So part of our program is we want to come in and we want to make sure that your house is comfortable. So the more comfortable your house is, the less panels I need, like I had mentioned. And so it's going to be way more affordable for you in the summertime when you want to blast that AC. You're not paying these $300-$400 a month bills like your neighbors down the street here. What's your average bill on a month?
I like $200.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, yes. if you were able to pay like $120 as opposed to $200, that would be a savings to you, right?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, is that how much it costs or?
Well, I don't know. That's what I said. I'm not the guy that's going to sell you or sign you up, but I'm going to have my guy stop by. When works better for you and your spouse, weekdays or weekends?
Probably weekdays, mostly evenings. My wife gets home.
Okay. So what time are you guys having dinner? By like 5 or 7?
Yeah, like 6, about 6 o'clock.
About 6 o'clock. I can have my guy stop by at 7 or 7:30 if either of those work good for you guys. He'll stop by with that free information. If it makes sense, great. Should take 10 minutes depending on how many questions you guys have.
Just do 7:30, man, just in 7:30? Case. Yeah, kids get in the bath and all that stuff. How long, you said it'd take 10 minutes or so?
Yeah, about that. Depends on how many questions you guys have.
Cool. Yeah, we should be home, man. Take my info. What do you need from me?
So I'll just get your name. I usually get your spouse's name, and then I'll get an email, phone number, address. And then at this point, I would call your energy company, and then I would get the usage. If they were closed, you know?
Boom.
Yeah, if they were closed at like, say it was 5 o'clock or whatever, and they're closed at that time, then I would have them pull up their app or grab their paper bill.
Awesome, Donnie. Bro, I love you can tell at the beginning, right? Because everyone's going to be like, is this solar? It's like, you know, it's like a dirty word in the industry. And for anybody knocking doors, it's almost like trying to stay away from that as much as possible. At the same time, we want to be direct. We want to be transparent. Man, you handled that awesome.
Well, I think the biggest thing too, man, is like, especially if you're on the doors people have this thing where they're like, they're going to remember everything that I say, and I have to be on point, and I have to know my pitch, and I have to, and it's like, if you mess up a little bit, they're not going to remember it. If you get the appointment, that's the main thing, is move it forward, move it forward, move it forward. That's all it is. Like, you set the appointment, it's going to go to the table. The table is going to handle it. You don't worry about that. Let the closer handle it, right? They close a deal, get to site survey, move it forward, right? That's all your job is. You don't have to do anything more, anything less. Just do your job.
Dude, that's epic, man. I think, you know, your results, your company is going to speak for itself. I'm excited for what you have going on.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, why don't we, where can people find you? How can we, you know, link up with you, and where can they get some more information on your company?
Yeah, so I'm still in the beginning stages, obviously. So we just built this thing once Corona happened. So I've been working on the website and things of that nature, and just putting together the pieces and hiring people now. I will have a website called projectgreenhome.com. And then you can find me on Facebook, man. If you guys want to add me, feel free to DM me. If you need help with anything, I train people for free. So the only thing that I ask is that you guys go ahead and shout me out, let people know about my company. I'm a marketer. So I want to build relationships, and I want to create relationships with people so I can come to Door-to-Door Con with you guys, talk to you there, or wherever we're at. You know, I want you guys to reach out to me and be like, hey, you're the Facebook guy, you know, like whatever it is.
right.
So I love that. You know, I want to be able to make people money, especially in these times, man. It's like, if you're struggling to make a dime, solar is the best option you could pick right now, man, because everybody needs it. Everybody's home right now. So
I agree.
It's better just to knock the doors. Like, screw Facebook, dude. Like, go knock their door. They're home.
Dude, I love it, Donnie. Yeah. And the nuggets you dropped, man, thanks for providing value for the entire industry. I think, you know, a lot of people are out there saying that they're willing to help. You're one of the dudes that I see out there genuinely helping folks, putting your knowledge and your experience in play, and giving tangible value, man. So thank you for what you do, Donnie. Guys, this dude's a real deal. Check out American Owned Energy, projectgreenhome.com. When that comes out, definitely recommend you guys, if you're in the Colorado area, hitting Donnie up. And shout out to you, Donnie. Thanks for your time, man. Sales Rep Radio, all the fans. Hopefully you guys got tons of value from this. Look forward to chatting with you, man, having you back soon, and hearing an update on the company.
Awesome. Appreciate you, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, Donnie. Take care, man. See you guys.